Building number 37, located at 27 South Indiana Street, is a single-story building constructed around 1910 under the supervision of Judy Crow. This was the Ford automobile dealership in the 19-teens through the 1930s. In the 1960s, it was Rushton Tire Center and presently is used by churches in Mission. Building number 38, located at 31 South Indiana Street, is a single-story building constructed before 1904 by Dr. William L. Thompson. Dr. Thompson was a medical doctor from Mooresville, practiced in Mooresville for over 43 years, delivered over 3,000 babies, and was prominently known in this part of the state. He was one of the first doctors to use automobiles to make house calls, driving an average of 100 miles a day to visit his patients at their homes. Before Dr. Thompson began using this particular building, it was used as Bryant's Marble Works before 1904. But beginning in 1904 until 1925, Dr. Thompson used this as his medical offices. In the 1930s, Dr. Magenheimer and Dr. Stengel, both medical doctors, had their offices here. It was Dr. Bivens' offices, another medical doctor, in the 1950s and 1960s. In the 1970s, Drs. Beaver, Van Brocklin, and Bryant operated their medical offices here. In the 1980s, it became a washer and dryer service, Bengi Washer and Dryer, and currently is the location of Nichols Insurance. Building 39, located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Harrison and Indiana Streets, is a church building constructed in 1882. This was the home of the Methodist Episcopal, or ME, Church between 1882 and 1995. Since 2006, it has been the Mooresville Government Center. The church annex was built in 1940, added to the main church, and the church classroom annex was added in 1957. The entire facility today is used by Mooresville Government. Before the Methodist Episcopal Church constructed this church in 1882, the ME Church was located immediately adjacent to the Old Cemetery, which is on Washington Street. Site number 40 on your map was 23 West Main Street. That was the location of the McCracken House, constructed around 1870 and operated until 1951 as a hotel and restaurant, initially operated by Wilkinson and Sarah McCracken for 45 years, and they were followed by their daughter, Eliza Crawford. This was a long-standing business in Mooresville. People used to come from all around this part of the state. They would take the interurban trains out to Mooresville to stay and eat at the McCracken House because of its reputation for fine food and a fine hotel. The building was demolished in 1951 and today is used as a location for a bank ATM machine. Number 41 on your map is the intersection of Main and Indiana Streets in downtown Mooresville. This was the location of the Silent Policeman during the late teens and 1920s. The Silent Policeman was a police tower, a structure that policemen would stand on in order to direct traffic during busy periods of time. These didn't happen very often, of course, in a town as small as Mooresville. And so consequently, the structure served as a silent policeman to remind people to yield the right-of-way or come to complete stops. This was particularly important in a time when automobile traffic was just beginning to take over in town, and a large proportion of the population still used horses and buggies. This structure was the location of a famous photograph taken of Mooresville High School students celebrating on February 22, 1922. after a victorious Morrisville High School basketball game. This photograph is located in the Morrisville Public Library. The last site on our tour is number 42, which is 36 West Harrison Street. This is the location of Bucker Monument Works, which opened in 1874 and has continually operated, so it is therefore the longest continually operating family business in Mooresville. It was started by John Bucker in 1874 as the Mooresville Marble Works. This company built marble structures, largely tombstones, but also other marble items that were used in homes or businesses. One additional item of interest regarding the old M.E. Church, located at the corner of Harrison and Indiana Streets. At the top of the steeple, there is a trapdoor, and in the old days, we're talking now around the 19-teens, there was a platform at the top of the steeple, and climbing up a ladder on the inside of the steeple, you could open the trapdoor and enter this platform that was at the very top of the steeple. A famous Mooresville photographer, J.P. Calvert, took photographs around 1910 atop the steeple. He aimed his camera in all directions so that you had aerial views of Mooresville. And these photographs are kept at the Mooresville Public Library in its historical photograph collection. Another photographer named Manly Brown made similar photographs atop the steeple around 1920 and in the 1920s. Thanks to these two photographers, we have substantial panoramic aerial views of Mooresville as it looked in the 19-teens and the 1920s. This is an invaluable historical record in that it gives us a glimpse into the past of what our town looked like from atop the highest point, what was at that time the tallest building in Mooresville.